Anchorage is one of fewer than a dozen communities in the United States where the number of kids who are obese is declining. Between the 2002 and 2010 school years, the obesity rate among students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade fell 3%. Cindy Norquist is program director for Healthy Futures, a statewide initiative to get kids exercising every day. She's in Washington, D.C. this week to share Anchorage's success story in a panel discussion sponsored by the American Cancer Society and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. She says Healthy Futures wants kids to make physical activity a habit in a fun way.
I often say what happens is when Healthy Futures becomes part of a school, that school creates a mini culture where physical activity is the norm, and you see more and more kids, no matter what their shape or size, starting to participate because it's a culture. It's you know, being healthy is kind of what they're surrounding themselves, and they want to continue with that.
Why do you think Anchorage has been able to reduce its childhood obesity rates? What are the most important factors here?
You know, I think the fact that we have a collaborative approach is what's making the difference. And probably one of the greatest pieces, one of the most beneficial pieces that we have is the fact that we now have qualified professionals teaching health outside of the curriculum, the classroom curriculum, so that there's an emphasis on health. And I think when you bring it out to the forefront, people start talking about it.
Why do you think the health specialists in particular that are in the schools now have made such a big difference?
I think, you know, a lot of times when you get the health message, it's really written for adults, whereas now with the health specialist, you're seeing that it's written for children. I'm a parent myself, and my daughters would come home and, you know, I'd give them a portion for a meal, and one of my daughters would say, well, actually, my stomach is the size of my fist, and if you look at my fist, this is too big a portion, so can I eat this much of it? So they're being taught in a way that resonates with them as children, and so they're coming home and they're sharing that message with the adults.
Cindy, what are the biggest challenges in Anchorage and Alaska for further reducing the obesity rate among kids?
Ooh, that's we've got a lot of challenges just because of the uniqueness of our state. Obviously, the darkness is a key part in the winter. Not only the darkness, but also the cold temperatures. How do you get kids physically active when it's dark and it's cold outside? So I think that's one of the key challenges. And then also affordable food. You know, it's not enough to have the free breakfasts and the free lunches. How do we make it that fruits and vegetables and milk are less expensive than chips and soda pop?
Cindy Norquist is Program Director for Healthy Futures. Norquist and the Healthy Futures Program received the 2013 President's Council on Fitness, Sports, and Nutrition Community Leadership Award.